Red FM.
Red FM.
Proudly supporting Cork GAA.
Morgan O'Sullivan, a fantastic game, and you've come out on top in the end.
It was a fantastic game, in fairness. Both teams put everything into it, and there was some great football, great scores. And I suppose just on the day, Luke was on our side, and we just came the right side of the scoreline, and Luke, we're very happy about that.
You've had some heartbreaking results, obviously, the loss to Kinsale last year. Did that drive you on for this championship campaign?
Obviously it was heartbreaking last year to lose to Kinsale, but I suppose once we started this year, we didn't really talk much about last year. You know, maybe, you know, our focus was getting back to a county final and hopefully finishing the job. And I suppose in the back of his head, you know, that kind of hurt from county final, you know, would drive for us. So, you know, maybe a small bit was there, but like, we were focusing this year. Every game we played was in this year, and thankfully, look, we were after ended up winning the county.
You had a kind of a slow start, didn't get on the scoreboard till the 12th minute. Was that a worry on the sidelines?
A bit, like you'd like to get scoring early, and I know they got a few points early, but look, games, you know, it takes a while to settle sometimes. Sometimes you can go into an early lead, sometimes not. There's no panic in Ireland, and I said it numerous times, like, the leaders we possess in the team, like, ensure there's no panic. And, you know, you'd never doubt the likes of the Regan brothers, Andrew Sullivan, the Wiseman brothers there, Dunabon or Sullivan, you know, that they'll always come up the trumps at some stage, you know. So once we got going, we were happy enough, like, that we were matching Aeroog.
You mentioned leaders Andrew Sullivan and Dave Fenton in midfield. Outstanding performance from both of them guys today.
Outstanding five games. Actually, the five games we won have just been brilliant. You know, they've carried us at times when we needed, you know, I mean, to stand up. And, you know, what Andrew did there in some games leading up, looking back at the quarter final, the last quarter final, you know, he just carried us through it. You know, with numerous other people obviously helping him. But look, they're fabulous leaders, fabulous footballers, and I'm delighted for them individually that they have finally got their county medal.
And he had that cool head when it came to the penalty?
Absolutely. You never question Andrew. A superb footballer, and no bother to him.
It was so close, that match, and coming to the end, you know, you were down to 14 men, but he stuck it out.
Yeah. Sometimes the game is that tight. If you go to 14 towards the end, you know, it's hard for the other team to take advantage of the extra man. And it seemed that way a bit, you know. Our guys, you know, kept their work rate up. So I think we didn't notice the man missing as much as we could have, we'll say.
And you used your bench today. Kieran Murphy came on and got, you know, a fantastic score as well.
Yeah, Kieran Murphy got injured more or less last year in the county final here. Has played very little championship football. Hasn't missed one championship game travelling from Edinburgh this year, even when he couldn't play. You know, a fabulous member of our team, and just brilliant to come on there today and get a score and be such an influential part of our win.
And it means so much to your captain, you know, Alan O'Regan, going up there and collecting the cup today.
Absolutely, and the cup that was presented, like, is for John Locke O'Sullivan, a great friend of Alan O'Regan, you know, an absolute gentleman from the Adjuel J Club, who passed away a number of years ago. And I know it's very emotional for Alan accepting that, but to bring the John Locke Cup back to Bear, the first team to do it, look, we're all just honoured and humbled to be that team.
You've spoken about the players, you know, what a performance today and throughout the campaign, but I suppose give a word as well to, you know, the backroom staff. They've been brilliant all year.
Absolutely. I have five lads who work with me there, and they've been with me the last couple of years. And look, I suppose Noel Tim O'Sullivan, Seamus Spencer, Seamus Harrington, Ian Murphy, Paul McCarthy, they're fabulous men, fabulous GMen. And anything I asked of them this year, no bother. And look, they were hitting me most things, so they were telling me what to do. And we have a fabulous five or six of a backroom team as well, who never let us down. They're always there supporting us.
And you're going to enjoy this win in Castletown, I'd say?
Well, look, as we head west of the road, no, I suppose whatever 1900 miles journey, and I say, I suppose we'll be smiling the whole way. We'll be happy to hit Castlebar this evening.
For the best in sport across Cork, find Red FM's Big Red Bench on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Big Red Bench.